Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story on WBBM, a North Suburban man is scheduled to appear in bond court later today, charged with getting into a Chicago police training facility this week. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the story.
47-year-old Donald Patrick of Waukegan is accused of aggravated assault of a police officer and burglary. Police say he used a fire escape to climb up to a fifth-floor door of the Homan Square police facility on Monday. Police say the door was propped open for ventilation during a SWAT training session. Patrick allegedly grabbed at least two guns that were on a table and pointed them at officers. Police shot and wounded him, and he was taken to Stroger Hospital in good condition. Police Superintendent David Brown says there were non-lethal rounds in the guns being used during the training session, but Brown did not say whether any of the guns allegedly picked up by Patrick had had live or non-lethal rounds in them. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
A 2-year-old boy is in critical condition after he reportedly shot himself in the head in Joliet yesterday afternoon. Police say they were sent to a home in the 300 block of South Comstock where they were told the boy shot himself accidentally after finding the gun in a bedroom. Joliet Police Sergeant Dwayne English says it's an example of why guns in the home should be locked up.
Children are naturally curious, and then when guns are left unattended and in usable form, we have tragedies like this take place.
He says it's not yet known who owns the gun, and the boy's mother is cooperating with the investigation.
A massive traffic jam developed on the Dan Ryan early this morning after a dump truck jackknife started to leak fuel near Taylor Street. The accident blocked the inbound lanes for several hours as crews worked to remove the truck, and a hazmat team cleaned up the fuel leak. The lanes are now open. No injuries reported. We'll get the latest on that situation coming up in just 3 minutes. Traffic and weather together on the 8s.
A billboard advertising Metra as a better option than driving has sparked a conversation about suicide on social media.
This caught Metra by surprise. The billboard along the Ohio feeder ramp has been there for nearly 30 years. It says, "Take the easy way out." Someone posted a picture on Reddit and started a conversation. They wrote, "Should have thought this through a bit harder," implying that "take the easy way out" is a reference to suicide. A Metra spokesperson told the Sun-Times, "In all the years the billboard has been there, this is the first time they have been aware of such an association." The leader of a mental health advocacy organization says, "In some ways it's encouraging." Alexa James, the CEO of NAMI Chicago, says it shows that more people are understanding the issue. Mike Krauser, 105.9 WBBM.
A new report says the company that wants to expand the booting of cars to all of Chicago has made more than $11,000 in donations to aldermen since the beginning of the year. The Daily Line says the donations range from $250 to $1,000. City council members who are opposed to the expansion say it's not about safety or business, but instead about the one booting company operating in the city trying to expand market. Aldermen last week delayed a proposal to expand booting citywide, but are expected to vote on it at next month's regular meeting.
There are two claims of sexual misconduct against a Catholic priest in Des Plaines.
A now adult male and a woman are both accusing 71-year-old Father David Ryan. They say the incidents happened several years ago when they were residents at Des Plaines' Maryville Academy. The Archdiocese told Des Plaines investigators they received a letter from an attorney representing the accusers. Church officials recently announced Ryan was asked to step aside from his duties after the abuse allegations. Bob Conway, 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Lightfoot's heading to Mexico City today to promote the city. She'll lead a group of city officials and business leaders to discuss Chicago's economic recovery, inclusive economic development, and the city's growth. She will also reaffirm the sister city relationship between Chicago and Mexico City, celebrated that 30th year anniversary celebrated last year.
It's that time again. Bridge lifts across the Chicago River are underway again. The twice-a-year exercise is meant to give boat owners a chance to move their vessels from Lake Michigan to storage sites inland. The lifts take place on both the main and south branches of the river on Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. and on Saturday mornings at 9 through November 12th.
Officials in North Suburban Lake County reporting a human case of West Nile virus. WBBM's Andy Dane.
The county health department says a man in his 60s became ill earlier this month and has now become the first human case of West Nile this year. To date, officials say 12% of pools or batches of mosquitoes have tested positive for the virus in 2022. The positive case prompting a warning to residents of what are called the four D's of defense: drain standing water, defend with bug spray, dawn to dusk protection, and dressing to cover up skin. That's the story from Lake County.
The latest figures indicate gambling revenues in Illinois over the last fiscal year hit an all-time record. A state commission says $1.9 billion was bet in the state between July of 2021 and this past July. That beats the previous record of $1.4 billion set in 2019. The report says the new record is despite a decrease in actual sales, which was offset by fewer winners and reduced operating expenses.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.